This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue our devotional study of Romans 14 and 15, let's consider what Paul says about the Scriptures. It's clear that he considers the Scriptures of the Old Testament to be authoritative, since he repeatedly quotes them throughout the book of Romans. They are the final argument for most every point he makes. We saw in our study of Christ in this portion, he ordered his life so that Old Testament Scriptures were fulfilled in his life. We too should live this way. Paul wrote in chapter 15, verse 4, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." God's purpose for the Old Testament was to teach us what we need to know to endure whatever we face in life. Paul said the same thing in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 11 and 13. The Scriptures encourage us through the fulfillment of prophecies and promises for the present and future. The better you know the Scriptures, the more hope-filled your life will be. You also will be able to make wise decisions consistent with God's revealed will. And you will be encouraged as the Holy Spirit brings promises to your mind that are relevant to the situation in which you find yourself. No wonder we are challenged to hide God's Word, the Scriptures, in our minds and hearts. Notice how this worked out in the life of Jesus Christ in verse 8. "For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs, so that the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy." We should go and do likewise.